On the eve of President's Day, here's a new work of fiction by first-time novelist Adam Braver. Mr. Lincoln's War looks at our 16th president from a variety of perspectives, ranging from his assassin to his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln. Here, Braver reads from a fictional late-night conversation with a slangy, contemporary-sounding Abraham Lincoln, who mourns the loss of his young son, Willie, and all the other sons who've died in the war, and anticipates his own death.
I think the only thing that has kept me going is the separation of all these different versions of me, through the war, through Willie, through the rest of the crap. I've been dissected into a million different me's that have just left their shadow as President Lincoln, but now they're all trying to come back together, like they want to connect for one final time.
That almost describes the structure of Adam Braver's book. He's written a cluster of short stories, all kinds of accounts of Abraham Lincoln.
I was interested in what was going on inside Lincoln's world, but I was equally interested in how other people perceived him and where those two moments met up and how one negotiates their public life with the way people are perceiving them as well.
Now, he figures, Lincoln does, in all the stories, but he actually appears in most of them. In one, he has a conversation with an undertaker. In another, he talks to the inmate of an asylum whose son was killed in the war. Where do these people come from?
My imagination, for the most part. My background is in fiction writing, as opposed to history, as anybody who reads this book with a great deal of historical knowledge will probably bring up. But I was interested in getting into the root of characters and who these people were and what the influence that he had on their lives was in the way they lived their lives, almost as a mythical person to them as well. And then having them have a chance to meet him, which was not that unusual. He was out walking the streets of Washington quite a bit, and lots of stories of him running into people and chatting with them if they had the nerve to approach him.
In many of these accounts, I was sort of fascinated by the fact that your witnesses to the life of Mr. Lincoln take us to a gritty, smelly place, but in 21st century language.
Yeah, I wrote the book purposely in I would say, a contemporary style, meaning using contemporary rhythms and language and some tone, mostly because I wanted to locate a reader into a familiar place. I didn't want it to feel like I was taking history and just breathing some life into it. I wanted to make it feel like we were there and make it something that we're comfortable with, and that's what I really wanted to do, was make it feel real, like real life.
Now, some of the characters in these stories are historical figures. Mary Todd Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, who killed the president. You picture Booth as a man who was obsessed with his father.
Yeah, that was a psychology that I attributed to Booth. And one of the things that I wanted to do with Booth was not have him just be this fanatical madman, but in fact that he was someone with an equal amount of conviction. And I wanted to give him some empathy. And it seemed at least real to me that his being the son of, you know, at that time, probably the most famous actor in America, and Booth himself trying to follow his father's footsteps, that it wouldn't be unlikely that he would have that feeling of being hounded by the ghost of his father.
There's an account of the last night of his life, of John Wilkes Booth's life, in which he talks about his father. I wonder if you could read to us from that. Booth has killed the president. He has escaped Washington. And he is sleeping, he believes, in secret in a barn in Maryland.
Okay. The past week was a blur, all over Maryland. Doctors for his leg, sympathizers who wanted to feel like part of the victory. They all flowed by like a series of extras and walk-ons. And the one crazy thing about the past week was that he had no memory of killing Lincoln. He remembered three things: the blast of the Derringer, his spur getting caught in that damn flag, and the sound of his ankle snapping. He couldn't picture Lincoln, the traitor wife, or anyone else in the box. Someone said that he had stabbed some defender of Lincoln, but Booth could only take that at its word. But wasn't that what Junius Booth always said to his sons in his sermons on the craft of acting? You've played the role of your life when you can't be certain that you were ever there. That, boys, is when you know you have fully surrendered to your character.
There is a strong sense of misery in these stories. I mean, they're mostly very dark stories, including the ones that are told from the point of view of President Lincoln and Mrs. Lincoln. Is that your view of the period and of him? I mean, so many writers concentrate on the heroics of the period.
Yeah, to me, as a fiction writer, he's a great character, and he's a tragic character. He's so deeply touched by the destruction going on around him, and still burdened by the death of his son and the effect that it had on Mary Lincoln as well. And it is very sad, and it's interesting that out of that sadness also came this heroism.
Adam Braver is the author of Mr. Lincoln's War, which was published by William Morrow and Company. He joined us from member station KHSU in Arcata, California. Adam Braver, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.